The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello, how are you? It's Coach Shay here. Yes, I still sound like this. It's not that great, is it? Well, welcome to Fitness Revolution. And we're going to talk about why I sound like this for the second week in a row. And it's called allergies.
We'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first, Black Beyond Measure honors and elevates Black creators, artists, entrepreneurs, and others in the Black community. Target holds the community front and center, supporting their products, ambitions, efforts, and people behind them, encouraging them to thrive. Capricia Ambers is a local Twin Cities artist whose work can be seen in Target's diverse artist series. Her featured designs include beautiful, bold silhouettes and can be found on throw pillows, doormats, mugs, tumblers, and more. She finds inspiration from and connection to her city and community. Learn more at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure.
How many of you are suffering from allergies? I have horrible allergies. And we're always talking about being well, right? But when you are sneezing, coughing, itchy eyes, itchy throat, you sound hoarse, like, and everyone thinks that you either got COVID or that you're sick. And really, it's just pollen and allergies that are bothering you. So I'm going to talk about I know how many Minnesotans and just people all over are suffering from allergies. They're really bad this year. I'm one of those people that has allergies all year round, whether it's dust and pollen or cat dandruff, all this stuff. Yep, I'm that nerdy kid. But it's extremely high right now with the pollen in the air. And since I do a lot of work with Minnesota Public Health, I was like, let's talk about what I'm going through and how this is affecting your everyday life. So the pollen count, number one, is high. And so with all the warming temperatures and everything, it has been ramping up the pollen, and which is causing you, like I said, that sneezing and wheezing. This sounds like you're nasally and talking through your nose. And then some of you might suffer from also besides that is sleep. Are you having trouble sleeping? So last night I counted so I could talk about this. I woke up and sneezed 15 times in a row, nonstop, like hard sneezes where it takes your breath. Feels like you blew out your back, all of that. And then you might have some asthma. So like for me, I do have an inhaler that I have to deal with sometimes and use, which, you know, it helps, but there's some remedies that they say can help, but they have helped some, but mine just really got bad. And so you really want to get a hold of this like March to April. So there's some great things that you can do. There's an over-counter medication, right? There's certain brands that have that antihistamine that's going to help balance the pollen and everything in your system. Another one they say to add to on top of your medicine is local honey. So this is one of the farmers at my farmer's market. So it's called From Hive to Yours, Pure Honey. And so what I love about this, I take a scoop of a teaspoon and just take a bite of that. I don't mind it. I love honey. I do feel it helps with the congestion in the nose, right? And then neti pots. People love neti pots, right? They like that. I personally don't like that. I don't like that water flushing through my nose. But sometimes you can just do it with your hand to like kind of flush out your nose and everything. And then that drainage in the mouth. So I like a little saline water to kind of rinse that mouth out and everything. And then sunglasses. When you're out, make sure you are wearing sunglasses because that's also what's going to affect your eyes. And then also they have different eye drops that have allergy, that are made for allergies, that I really recommend. And times like this, the air quality that we've been seeing has not been the greatest. So you might have to stay indoors a little bit more. I know me personally, I love being outdoors, which has been really hard because then I end up sounding like this and I'm kind of miserable and it takes over my body and then I don't feel well. And then I feel like other things are happening to the body because of that. But I think it's really just the allergies. Migraines, I've heard. I get migraines due to that too. The stuffiness is really hard and the constant tickling of the throat.
We'll get back to the podcast in a minute.
If you're looking for business advice, everyone's got an opinion, an angle, a surefire five-step plan. But if you want to know whether any of it actually makes sense for your business, who do you turn to? Work with a banker who understands your business goals and how a strong banking relationship can help you achieve them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited, but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
At General Mills, our table is your table. And we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
And so these are things that I've used and tried. I even went to allergy shots and that didn't work. And so I came back to the basics, right, of what is causing it. And there might be other things, you know, not just pollen. You might be dust mites, mold, animal dander, insect stings. So you can be allergic to like mosquito bites that can really do it. My sister recently got bit and her whole arm blew up. Latex, that can be a part too. So if all those things and food allergies, I mean, forget that. So add that on top of the pollen, you're probably not doing that great right now, right? So make sure that you are washing your face, you know, rinsing that out, not putting your fingers in your eyes, making sure you're taking your medicine, take a teaspoon of honey. And I'm not a doctor, y'all. So I can't say that all of these things are wonderful, but I know a lot of people are suffering with allergies, which makes you not feel good, makes you not want to go to events, makes you want to stay in, and all of those things. And then, oh, another thing that came up recently was the ragweed. So that also has effect with the grass and pollens. Combined with that, that makes it extremely high allergy season right now. So hopefully, as we go into fall, which actually is real ragweed season, that we will feel better. But it's basically the air quality and the pollen and all of that. And so I would suggest to stay indoors. So also keep your windows closed if you have central air, because what that is, it's going to bring in that pollen that will come in the house. And pollen you can't see, just so you know. So people think the pollen is the white stuff that's all over. That's actually from cottonwood trees. That's not pollen. Pollen is almost invisible, to be actually honest. You might see it on a couple of things, but it's pretty much, you can't really see pollen. It's in the air, right? It might land a little bit on things, but it's not the white cotton stuff. Those are from cottonwood trees. That's not pollen. So, and I know the children are probably suffering. I have a child that suffers from that. So over the years, he's taken kids' allergy medicine. But, you know, it's really just about understanding what you're allergic to, how to be outside during these times. And you might have to put a mask on again. I know that's hard. But then you're not inhaling all that, right? So if your eyes are covered and mouth, you may want to do that too. I know, how does it stop, right? It doesn't ever stop. But I know, I just want to talk about this because I know how I have felt, and it's really made me feel really miserable. It's horrible sounding like this. I even used a cough drop because it soothed my throat. Hot tea. So I kind of don't always sound like this. So all of those things can help, but make sure that you're consulting your doctor too, or seeing an allergist about how they can help you with this situation. It will get easier. And then, you know, over time, but make sure you're being consistent with your allergy medicine. And like I said, try a scoop of honey. It's not going to hurt. It tastes great, right? And put it in your tea, put it in your coffee, or just do a scoop like I do. And I really feel like it really helps. It really helps and makes you feel a little better. So, because I really want you guys to feel better, because I see so many people suffering around me, and we're blowing our nose and our eyes are itchy and our faces are puffy. And so there has to be some relief, right? And so before it turns into something worse and you have to go to the hospital, and if you need to go to the doctor, go, like I said, if the doctor isn't available, go to the hospital. If you're that miserable, it might be something that you're having an allergic reaction to on top of the pollen. So that's what I have today. I need to take my scoop of honey, but I'm going to be okay. And you guys are going to be okay. So take care of yourself. Keep drinking your water, flushing out the body. Take your allergy pills once again. Take your scoop of honey. And I hope that helps with some of this wellness that is happening in our body. I have some cool announcements next week, so stay tuned. There's lots going on. The season's not over, even though we're August already. We have lots to tell you. So thank you for joining. This is Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. And please stay healthy, drink your water, take your allergy pills, inhale the positive, and exhale the negative. Have a good day.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle, and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too.
You've been thinking about it for a long time. You've asked people you trust about it. You've done some research, and now you're ready. Ready to get your COVID-19 vaccine or booster shot. And now you can plan to do it right here in your neighborhood with folks you know. Make plans to go to the Power of the People Institute's Wellness Village for the vaccine and other free health screenings. It's happening Saturday, July 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get the facts from nurses from our community. They'll be there to answer your questions and see you through it. The vaccine is not only free, but you'll receive a $50 incentive just for getting it. Come roll up your sleeve with people you know. That's July 29th at 600 18th Avenue North in Minneapolis. See you there.
The cultural districts of Minneapolis revel in the motto of every neighborhood having its own flavor. Whether that's Sabor Latino in Holy Land over in Northeast Minneapolis on Central Avenue, Baracala Restaurant and the Cedar Cultural Center over in the Cedar Riverside neighborhood, or even Mercado Central in Los Ocampo over on Lake Street. And these cultural districts help Minneapolis stay a city on the bubble, changing and relevant today and for years to come.
Children's Minnesota, the leader in specialized healthcare for kids, is here to raise awareness, standards, the bar, the stakes, the question, the curtain. On raising kids' health to the highest priority, kids need equal access to healthcare, more pediatric expertise, a voice for change. Kids need us, all of us. So let's raise them up. Children's Minnesota, the kid experts.
Do you worry that lead-based paint in your older home might be dangerous to your children or kids who visit you? Well, Hennepin County put those fears to rest. Hennepin County offers free lead tests and home assessments. If they find anything, eligible homeowners and landlords can receive up to $15,000 for work on the home, including new windows. The government banned lead-based paint 45 years ago when it was discovered that lead poisoning can affect development and cause permanent damage in young children. But 75% of those homes built before 1978 still contain some lead-based paint. As the paint degrades, it can make dust that little kids ingest when they're crawling and putting things in their mouths. So make sure your home is safe and hazard-free. Learn about testing and that $15,000 grant at hennepin.us/lead control. That's hennepin.us/lead control.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.